Morning, Jill.
Good morning. I'm sorry I have to give you sort of a good news, bad news thing. I always like Mondays to be good news days, right?
That's okay. Let's start with the good news, though.
The good news is that we did have a very strong jobs report. More than 250,000 jobs created in the month of December. And we had a few revisions to the previous 2 months, but the total number of jobs created for the whole year, 2.23 million jobs. And you know what? That's just about what we were looking at in the pre-pandemic era, like from 2015 to 2019. And so what I really think is good about this is that it starts to feel like we're kind of settling back into a more normalized economy, even though the last 5 years has been insane. I get it. But the jobs report, a very good number, and it was really good in terms of like a cross section where you saw different industries hiring. So that was good news, better than expected. The not so good news is that because the economy is probably doing a better than expected, the Federal Reserve is not likely to move on interest rates, not going to lower interest rates when they meet later this month. And I think that they've already told us that they're probably going to go slower this year than last year. But this confirmation that the economy is doing just fine, although interest rates are high and the inflation rate hasn't come down to its target, if the economy is doing just fine, there's no reason for the Fed to really start to mess with interest rates. That's not always such a good sign if you're an investor. And the reason is that, you know, if you're an investor, you say, well, what are my alternatives to risky stocks? Oh, I can get 4.75% as a guarantee from the U.S. government? Hey, that's pretty compelling. And so the stock market sold off pretty dramatically at the end of last week. We're looking lower this morning. I guess my hope is to say to everybody out there listening, hey, gang, I know nobody likes a sell-off, but this is not a sell-off for a terrible reason. The economy is doing fine right now. We should focus on that. And don't try to guess where the next moves from the Federal Reserve are going to come from.
But these interest rates holding firm, Jill, that could be bad for the housing market too, right?
Yes, that is not a great sign for the housing. It's actually not a good sign for anyone who is borrowing money. Hmm. And let me give you an example of like where some of these interest rates are. If you're going to buy a house right now, as you said, even though the Fed doesn't directly control the interest rates associated with mortgages, mortgages are back up to 7% for a 30-year fix, about. Not great, right?
Right.
Then on top of that, let's look at some other loans. If you look at, say, a car loan, if you're looking for a 5 or a 6 year car loan, you're looking at, you know, close to 8% for a car loan. If you've got credit card debt, you are paying on average, if you're paying interest on any credit card debt, you're paying on average almost 23%. Now, if you are trying to pay down that debt, that was one of your New Year's resolutions, it's awfully hard to do that when you're paying 23% interest. And that's the kicker. If you're lucky enough and you're a saver, this is good news because you say, oh, my CD's coming up for a renewal. Oh, isn't that nice? I won't get 5%, but I will get 4%. That's terrific. So, you know, everything that happens in this economy has winners and losers. If you're a borrower, not so good. If you're a saver, pretty darn good.
Let me change gears on you just slightly. Now that we're firmly into 2025, can you look into your crystal ball and tell us what the economy is going to look like this year?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me to predict the Super Bowl.
Well, we're getting there. We're getting there.
Let me do this instead. You know, look, I think that if you go back and say a year before, if we go back a year, we had the sense of where we thought the economy was going. And it pretty much performed as expected, although I would say that many people were surprised that consumers and businesses spent as robustly as they did, considering that interest rates and the inflation rate was not down to where the Fed wanted it to be. For this year, I think that most economists are saying, hey, we think the good news will continue into 2025, but there's an asterisk. And the asterisk is, we don't know the specific policies that the Trump administration will enact. So what we know is what we have from the campaign trail. We know that the incoming president plans to try to keep those tax rates low. So the tax rates that were put in place at the end of 2017, likely to be extended, they will stay low. We know that the president has said that he wants to deregulate many of the highly regulated industries. So that can be good for those stocks. But what we also don't know is the impact on the overall economy that tariffs would inflict. We don't know how a mass deportation or changes in immigration, how that might really impact the labor market. And until we have the specifics of those policies, I think it's very difficult to try to predict what could happen next.
As I let you go, what are the biggest things you're going to be following on the economic front this week?
Well, we do have an inflation report that's coming out the day after tomorrow, and it's not going to be a great report. It's going to probably show very little progress. And some of that has to do with seasonal adjustments, with just the formula that the government uses to calculate inflation. But what we also are, I'm going to look at specifically is the Thursday release of retail sales. I am very interested to understand whether consumers will continue to spend, whether businesses are going to continue to spend. That's what usually propels the economy overall, not what happens in the inflation rate month to month, but just what are people doing? And if they continue to spend, that will be good news for the economy.
You got a Super Bowl pick?
You know, I'm like, my heart is torn. I have to say that I do a lot of work with our Buffalo affiliate, WBEN, and I'm very much looking forward to that. But then I kind of like, oh, you know, I like Lamar. He's so great. Two great quarterbacks, and I'm so sad. I wish they could meet in the Super Bowl. And then, of course, because I'm from New York, I just have to automatically hate New England.
Yeah.
So I know it would drive everyone in New England crazy if Kansas City had three Super Bowls in a row, which is something they never had. So I feel like I could go a lot of ways and be happy.
Okay, yeah, same. I'm just rooting for good games.
Yes, exactly. Only one good game yesterday.
I know.
Maybe the, for us.
Yeah, maybe the one tonight will be good, but it's too late for me, too.
I know. Take care, man.
You
Thanks
too.
So much.
Thanks, Jill.